This is VOA News by remote. I'm Michael Brown. Happy New Year, everyone. Only a handful of invited guests, including healthcare workers and others from the front lines of the coronavirus pandemic, brought in 2021 in New York's Times Square to witness the dropping of the New Year's Eve ball. For decades, tens of thousands have filled the blocks around Times Square on New Year's Eve, waiting to see the glittering crystal ball glide down a pole mounted atop a skyscraper in the year's final seconds. But this year, Mayor Bill de Blasio and police officials told New Yorkers and out-of-towners alike to stay away and watch pared-down festivities on television. Britain left the European Union at 11 p.m. London time, midnight in Brussels, completing the biggest single economic change in the country has experienced in decades. Britain sealed a free trade agreement a week ago following months of tense negotiations, ensuring that Britain and the 27-nation EU can continue to buy and sell goods without tariffs or quotas. That should help protect the $894 billion annual trade between the two sides and the hundreds of thousands of jobs that rely on it. The World Health Organization on Thursday approved Pfizer-BioNTech vaccine for emergency use, a move aimed at helping developing world gain access to the vaccine sooner. COVAX, a global effort backed by the WHO to buy and distribute vaccines to poorer countries, has commitments for 2 billion doses of vaccine so far and is in talks with Pfizer-BioNTech to buy some of its vaccines, which is 95% effective after two doses. For more news, join us at voanews.com via remote.